Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's another Jubal phone prank.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hey, Morgan?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, man. This is Tim. I'm the guy that rented your car on Turo.
Hey, man. How's it going? Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's great, except I forgot to do one thing that I was supposed to do when renting your vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was that?
After I rent a car or something, I'm legally obligated to tell you something, and I didn't do it. So, yeah, I just got to do that, and then all good.
What are you talking about? What happened?
Well, it should have been when I rented the car, but legally, I'm obligated to tell you that I have been arrested for auto theft before. No big deal. All right, cool. Have a good day, man.
Wait. Hold on a second. You what?
Yeah. Legally, I'm obligated to tell you that I have been arrested for auto theft a few times. But anyway, so I got that out of the way.
Times.
Yeah, but I was never convicted. So anyway, all good.
Buddy,
by the way, the car.
No. I'm gonna need my car back as soon as possible. Like, that's not acceptable.
Well, I rented it for a few days.
Bro, I'm not renting my car to a car thief. Okay?
Correct.
I'm gonna need that back right now.
Well, you're not renting it to a car thief. Is the thing.
I don't like the way you're talking to me right now. I don't care what you tell yourself. I need that back.
I have not been convicted, and I didn't have to tell
you. Doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter. I don't care. I don't like my car being in your hand, and I need it back.
Why is that?
You literally just said that you've stolen cars before. Why do you think?
I don't think I said I stole cars before. I said legally I'm obligated to tell you.
No, you said you've stolen cars before. You have been arrested for stealing cars.
Yes, but never.
I don't care, conviction or no conviction, I need my car back.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's breaking the Turo rental policy because I did reserve it for a week.
You're breaking it right now. By not telling me.
I haven't.
You said so yourself.
I'm just renting your car, though. I haven't stolen it yet.
Yet? Yeah. Excuse me? Yet?
What are you talking about?
You got to be kidding me right now.
I'm confused.
Bro, you're confused? You're out of your mind, buddy. Dude, you just literally said you haven't stolen it yet.
Nope. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Yes, you actually did. You said to me on the phone right now. God, I wish this thing was recorded. Holy dude, I need you to bring back my car right now. Where are you?
I really like it, though. It's super nice.
I know it's nice. That's why I'm renting it out.
Okay, fine. I will start driving back right now. Okay? I'm headed right back.
Yep.
I don't understand. I don't get it at all. Oh, my God. No. Oh, God.
Oh my God. Hello?
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 Holy
yeah.
What the f*** just happened?
So, how good is your reception on your phone?
What just happened?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I gotta go real quick. Can I call you back?
No. You stay on the line right now. You tell me what the f*** just happened to you and my car.
Oh, you just got phone pranked, that's all.
What?
This is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you, and your girlfriend Gabriella set you up. It's a joke.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
She said that you started putting your car on Turo and were nervous somebody's going to mess.
Hey, you're an asshole. I literally just thought I rented my car. What the hell? You guys.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone pranks.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.